Sidney Grubbs, a gentleman who left a permanent mark on the history of the state of Iowa. Sidney Grubbs was a pioneer and trailblazer when it comes to African Americans being prominent members of the church. The year was 1856. In Sugar Creek Township, my home township, a quaint church called the South Bethel Church was thriving. The congregation was predominantly white, but they had big hearts and were about to welcome a beloved stranger to their church family. Let me back up. Nancy Adair came to Tipton, Iowa in 1836 as a sea captain's housemaid. She raised Sidney there a single mother. Nancy instilled the values of hard work and dedication to the church to her young son, Sidney. To know him was to like him. Sidney grew up in rural Cedar County, got married, and had three children. Although Sidney was the only African American in a predominantly white community, he was family to them, and they were family to him. Throughout the years, Sidney became extremely active in the church and rose to be one of the first African American Sunday school superintendents in eastern Iowa. He served on the local school board, was active in the local literacy society, and took part in debates with other churches. His life was truly an example of early integration. His impact on Cedar County didn't end with his trip to heaven, however. In 2016, Ben Carson, a then candidate for President of the United States and current member of the Trump administration, was so moved by Sidney's story that he incorporated a stop to honor Sidney Grubbs. As Dr. Carson sat in the church, he said that Sidney Grubbs lived a life we should all be proud of. Madam Speaker, I believe Sidney is smiling down on us right now, eternally grateful.